Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, listen, I want to talk about something real quick. I'm on the fly. I want to talk about a theory that I have, or an opinion that I have, and it's called the organic computer theory. And basically what I'm saying is this, man. I think that the physical body is the hardware. And I got this idea from someone. I was talking to this older guy, and we were kind of both saying this. Like, the human body is the hardware. And everything that a person goes through in their life is the software that they're downloading. And that's how the system will operate throughout its life. And I'm just trying to figure out that if in your life you've been downloading negativity, drama, trauma, hurt, pain, violence, 9 times out of 10, that operating system, that hardware is going to perform whatever it's been downloading. Now, that's not to say that the CPU or the hard drive or whatever you want to call it can't be wiped clean. That's not to say that it can't be rebooted, remanufactured. It can be done. It's a lot of work, but it can be done. And you know, it's weird because, in my opinion, nothing that is unintelligent can create something that is intelligent. Only intelligence creates intelligence. And it just seems that the way the world is going now, I just feel like the intelligence level could be dropping at like a rapid pace. And I just feel like us as humans, myself included, I gotta clean some stuff off my software, man. I gotta clean my hard drive out. Because there's a lot of things that I went through that I haven't really spoke on yet. It's like my operating system. It's like there's a bug in the system. There's a few bugs in the system, man, that I gotta work out. You know? I gotta go down to the IT department. My IT department is meditation. I'm not even religious, but I gotta say God. Because where else do you go? You gotta go down to the IT department, man. You gotta go down there and you gotta get yourself fixed. You gotta go down there and get yourself cleaned out. You might need a reboot. You might need a restart. And you know, down at the IT department, there's various ways of cleaning out the system. They have all different types of methods of cleaning out the system. You can leave some things, but some things you can take away. You know what I mean? They can customize it. They can do it the way you need it. Every system has its own things that it needs. Every computer doesn't have the same problems. Every computer doesn't have the same qualities, especially when we're talking about biological computers, which is the human brain, the human body. No computer on the face of this planet can compete with our brain. Even in my opinion, supercomputers, quantum computers, they may be able to do one thing, but they can't do everything. The mind is powerful, man. We can do anything we put our mind to. A computer can't. A computer can only do what it's programmed to do. But you as a human being, your operating system is far more advanced. And you could do anything if you want to do it, if you put your mind to it. And hell no, it ain't easy. But I'm just thinking, like, a lot of us in this world we live in, man, we had a lot of viruses downloaded onto our software. You know, bugs in the systems, hackers in our lives, showing us the wrong shit, pointing us in the wrong direction. Those are hackers, man. A lot of us still got hackers in our system, aka our psyche. A lot of us don't know how to get rid of it because we're not programmed to learn how to get rid of it. We're programmed to just go along with a lot of shit. We're programmed that to whatever we're around, that's what we're going to be. We're programmed that way. Well, you got to unprogram yourself. I'm in the process of unprogramming myself. Now, it's not saying that you're going to be perfect. You're going to be some Gandhi levitating above people. Hell no. You don't even want to be that. You don't want to be that. What you want to be is somebody that's clear, level-headed, and understanding. That's what I'm in the process of, man. And it's hard because you're cleaning out your system. And the system is so used to what it's used to. It's so used to what it's used to. It's like your brain is a crack addict for drama. It's the reason why social media is popular. It's the reason why these dramified shows with so much drama in it captivates us. It's because of our minds, man. And I'm not saying that, you know, entertainment is bad or it's the devil or anything like that. I'm just saying that we got to know when to cut it on and cut it off. We got to know when to have fun and when to be serious. We got to know when to defend ourselves and to learn and listen and seek and watch and find knowledge. Everything on the internet that looks good, it's not good. Everything in the store that looks good is not good. I mean, think about branding. When you want to market something to people, what do? You make it bright, make it colorful. You make it stand out. It's the same way it's the same way with everything in life. It stands out, man. It's just like sometimes you gotta understand that just because that packaging is bright and colorful and pretty, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. Just because everyone's going down that road doesn't mean that's the road for you. You gotta find your own path, man. You got to detox, aka clean your system out. You got to clean your system out, man. You got to learn. You got to program your mind to think for itself and not think the other way people think. Or just because they're thinking a certain way, negative or whatever, you gotta have that think twice. Think three times, think four times, think five times before you make a decision. Because it's like, especially if you're hanging around the wrong crowd. But some of us, man, we've been downloading all this negativity onto our hard drive. And some of that shit looked good. Like when you click on a website and it looks like it's too good to be true, it is. It is. And in life, sometimes shit looks too good to be true. And it is. You know, we got to wipe our system clean, some of us. Some of us really got to get a new fresh start. You need to take that old hard drive out and put a new hard drive in. And I'm not talking about take your brain out, put your brain in. I'm just saying you got to clean it. You got to clean it, man. You got to put something fresh in there. Put something good in there. You know, you got to open up the if you got a desktop, right? You got to open up the side of it, right? You got to open up the cage, and you got to get in there with the air compressor gun and get all that dirt out. You got to get all that dirt out. You might got a bulb that's blown. You might got a battery that's blown. You might got anything. It's a lot of things that can go wrong with the hard drive and the software. You can have physical damage. You can have mental damage. You know what I mean? And your software, you can have the biggest, brightest, strongest computer in the world physically. But if the software ain't shit, you just got a big ass nice computer that don't do shit. And that's how some of us are. And I know I'm a little over the place, but it's just a lot on my mind. Think about in the hood, right? You got all these able-bodied people. And I'm not trying to, you know, just bear with me. You got all these dudes standing on the corner. All that talent wasting. I go back to my old neighborhood. I see some of the same guys from when I was 13 years old, still on the corner, still trying to make it. And I'm not saying everybody that's on that corner is slanging, but I know some of them niggas is because I know them. 13 years old. They was old heads then. They still old heads. They still out there. Health, strength. You know what's wrong with them? They done downloaded the wrong shit. They done downloaded the wrong shit onto their hard drive. They got the wrong software in there because of where they from. The blind leading the blind. They done told them wrong. So there's a computer on the corner that has hardware, but the software ain't shit. And nobody wants to go down there and fix it. They can't, they don't want to, some of them don't even want to fix it themselves. And I'm not trying to knock people. I'm just trying to get y'all to kind of understand a different perspective. You got the biggest, strongest computer in the world. But if the software ain't shit, I mean, that thing could be dressed up nice. Y'all see the gaming computers? It'd be dressed up nice. Glowing lights, LED lights, all of this big screen. But that screen won't come on if the software ain't in there. Yo, come on, but won't do shit. Won't do nothing. Look real nice. Doesn't do shit. And it's like a lot of us, man, the human brain is so much more. I want to be real. The human brain is so much more sensitive than a computer, of course, because we're organic. And I do realize that, you know, a computer is a computer and a human is a human. But the thing is, man, it's like, it's almost as if though some of us have so much trauma in our lives, we're afraid to download the new software again because we're so used to having what we have. That addiction, that, oh, I'm good. I'm straight with this. Talk about my last podcast, being afraid to grow. We need to download some software that makes us not afraid to grow. We need to download some software that says, hey, I'm okay with being uncomfortable because I know I'm going to grow if I put myself somewhere. We need to download some software that tells us, hey, just because you from here and you feel like you ain't this, it doesn't mean you can't be that. See, a lot of us, man, are afraid. We scared as hell. Oh, I can't do that job. I've been there. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I ain't smart enough. I've been there. So it's like, but the thing is, man, you got to start downloading something different in your psyche. You got to get uncomfortable. When you're in that uncomfortable stage, you're downloading. When you feel nervous about getting a new job and you're nervous, that nervous feeling that you have when you're jumping from one section to the next, that's downloading. And I want to be clear. I'm talking about getting uncomfortable in a positive way to better your life. I'm talking about getting therapy, stepping up at your job, applying for something else that you probably didn't think you can do. I'm talking about learning something. I'm talking about going back to school. I'm talking about helping the community. I'm talking about yoga. I'm talking about taking your medicine. I'm talking about having you time, breathing techniques. That's all downloading something different to help yourself. Understanding who you are, expressing your emotions. When you're transitioning in life, it's going to feel weird. You know why it feels weird? Because you're in the process of downloading. The system is downloading. The system doesn't know exactly what it's getting yet. It's downloading it. Then once it gets installed and you run the program, the computer's like, oh, this shit works. Look at that. New feature. Upgrade it. You want to upgrade. You want to upgrade in life, man. You want to upgrade. You want to upgrade your way of being towards other human beings. You want to upgrade your money. You want to upgrade your social strength, like your mental strength. You're interacting with people. You want to upgrade that, man. You want to upgrade the people that you're around in your life. Because if you upgrade yourself and you're a leader to people around you, they're going to want to upgrade themselves. And you could be that person to help them. And I'm not saying necessarily money, because sometimes people just need someone to listen to them. Sometimes people just need an ear. That's all people need sometimes is an ear, man. So it's like, listen, upgrade yourself. Start downloading something fresh on your hard drive. And again, if you're scared to take that step forward, just know the reason why you're feeling scared is because you're downloading. But don't forget, you can stop a download. You can cancel a download. You can cease a download. So when you start feeling nervous about changing yourself for the better, when you start feeling nervous about getting that new job or stepping out into the world and feeling uncomfortable, when you start getting that, just know they're downloading. Let it download. Keep letting it download. Don't stop the download because you're scared. Keep letting it download. And then once it downloads, it's on the computer. But now you got to remember something. You got to run the program now. Now you got to run the program. Now when you start running that program, it's going to get tough. It's going to take some data. You got to have some data. Now, will the program fail a few times? Yeah, it might fail a few times, but just know you can upgrade that program. You can customize that program in your life, and you can keep moving forward. You can fall and get up. You can fall down and get up. Fall down and get up again. Don't forget, there's the IT department. The program isn't alone. There's a bunch of features on the hardware that can help the program. There's a bunch of 1-800 numbers you can call to get some help. It's a whole lot of that. There's other networks that computer is connected to. Ethernet, Wi-Fi, internet. Friends, family, therapy, or whatever else you need. It's the same shit. So that computer is never alone unless you disassociate yourself and isolate yourself. Take the Ethernet cable out. Shut the Wi-Fi off. Stop updating your computer. Stop upgrading your computer. Stop updating the software. Now you're alone because you're isolating yourself. You're allowing yourself to fail because you're afraid to run that program. You got to run the program, man, and it ain't easy. I'm running the program right now, scared as shit, worried all the time, but I'm getting used to it. You know, it's just interacting with people. And, you know, honestly, the only person that'll probably tell you that I'm going through a rough time because she sees it is my wife. Because she's with me every day. She sees my frustration. I can get on here and talk good, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. I be frustrated. I isolate myself sometimes. You know, I've been slowing down, smoking, nervous. And it's scary, and your body hates it, but I gotta keep telling myself I'm still downloading my new package. I'm still downloading my package. You know, I'm still upgrading all the tools on my hard drive. I'm updating my software. You know what I mean? And don't forget, exercise helps too. Eating right helps too. If reading the Bible is your thing, that helps too. You know what doesn't help? Sitting on the internet all day looking at junk. Being mad at everyone else around you, including yourself, all damn day long. Blaming others for your downfall. When those people that you're blaming, those same people that you're blaming, they ain't gonna lift you up. Only you can lift you up. So if you're the only one that can lift you up, if you feel like you're the only one that can lift you up, you gotta lift yourself up. And then once you lift yourself up and step into a new light and step into a new room, you might meet other people that along the way can help you. I know because I've done it before. I was around somebody, man. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was around somebody that was so toxic. Every time I try to open up to other people, oh, don't talk to them. Oh, don't say nothing to them. Don't do this to them. Oh, because misery loves company. I tell you, misery loves company. And I've been miserable and I enjoyed the company of other miserable people because of my mindset and where I was. And the fact that I wasn't being real with myself. You got to think about it, man. Again, I'm not religious. Or maybe I'm more religious than I think I am. But we are all flawed servants of God. You got to, I mean, think about it now. Think about some of, I was an usher for about 7 years at a church. Think about some of Jesus' disciples. They had issues. They had problems. These weren't no perfect people that came in and were perfect. And no, go back and read it. They had issues, man. Them people, man, look, Peter and them, man, they, man, listen, they had problems. They had issues, man. They weren't nobody that was just super holy. God wouldn't have chosen them. Jesus wouldn't have chosen them to be his disciples if they already knew it all, if they already had it all. Why would he choose them? Why? Why would you choose somebody that just looks down on others and y'all, yes, I'm good. I'm better than, yes, I don't need, nah, I ain't gonna choose them. A lot of the gems come from the people that you least expected to come from. That's what they call gems, because they're hard to find. A lot of times you gotta get down in the dirt. You gotta get down in the mud to get them gems. And who's in the dirt? Who's in the mud? The people that go through hell the most. The ones that got the problems. You feel me? So listen, man. Start downloading that software, man. Start upgrading your software, I meant to say. Find you something. And start getting that software together, man. Call the IT department. If it's God, call them. If it's the church, call them. If it's your friends and family, the ones that got their mind on right, the ones that got their head on right, I mean, call them. Get you some help. I don't call my friends a lot because my thing is the type of person I am, I'm introverted. So what I do is I don't know how I do it, but I just kind of seek the truth on my own. And most people that I call already know they A1. Most of my friends is A1. They A1. So I already know they're going to give me good advice. You know what I mean? I seek it. And I'm not perfect. My podcast isn't perfect. You're not perfect. The person listening not perfect. The person that ain't listening not perfect either. So I'm just out here, man. Maybe this advice will fall on somebody's ears that need to hear it. Because honestly, man, I've been searching my whole life. And I still don't exactly know what it is I'm searching for. But, you know, this is going to sound real weird, man, but I'm on here to be raw and real. You know, my mom, she always talking about church and God. And I ain't really into it, but it's weird because I feel like I said a little while ago, I feel like I'm a flawed servant of God. I don't know why. I feel like my calling in life is to help somebody. I feel like I always try to figure out what's my calling. What am I supposed to do before I'm dead? What mark am I supposed to leave on this world before I'm dead? And I think I'm supposed to be like a servant of God. In a weird way, I think that's what I'm supposed to do. And it's weird saying that. It feels weird saying that because I'm not a church dude at all. Only like going in there because I just feel like them people fake. You know, I just feel like a lot of them fake, not all of them, but I just feel personally, I just feel, again, I was an usher for about 7 years. Hated going in there. Hated it, but I showed my mom respect, unlike someone else. And I just took myself down there. But the older I get, man, I just kind of feel like I'm becoming a servant of God. And if I am, if that is my calling in life, and if he is real, then I'm a admit it and say I'm a flawed servant of God. I'm flawed. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not always going to be right. Not on this earth. No one's ever going to always be right on this earth. On this earth, nah. Nah. Maybe in the next life, but not this. You're not always going to be right. You're going to be wrong sometimes. And that's all right. Because we all learning. When the test is going on, the teacher is quiet. This is a big ass long test. Test been going on for a while. You know, and we can't really say someone failed. Because this here is too deep to just say, oh, he failed, he did, he gone. You man, listen, this is deep. This shit is deep, man. It runs real, real, real deep. So it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like God put his phone on silent. If he's real. I don't know if he's real. I'm not an atheist. I just don't know if he's real. But I think God might have put his phone on silent. You know? I feel like that sometimes. Hopefully I'm wrong. But that's just how I feel when I look at the world. But listen, man, I went off topic again like I do. Hopefully, man, This falls on someone's ears and you know, because sometimes people get advice and it's the same advice. And sometimes I do that, get the same advice. But it's good to talk to other people because I got it from this old head. He like, listen, man, I feel like when people are born, they're the hardware and the brain downloads whatever they go through in life as a software. I'm like, damn, you know what? That's fire. I kind of like that. So I just wanted to get on here and speak about it. Again, I ain't got no script. I ain't wrote nothing down. I'm on the fly. Y'all know I'm on the fly. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to my mind, I just feel like I got to speak on it. And again, I don't know, people. I'm just speaking from how I feel. I could be super wrong. I don't know. I'm pretty sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm right or if I'm in the middle. I really like to sit in the middle of wrong and right. I'm not one of those people who like to be right all the time. It's people out there that love to be right. I'm not one of them. I'll sit in the middle. I'll wear it. I'll sit in the middle. But hey, man, it's your boy Zell Johnson, man. It's the Trauma 5 podcast. I'm on the fly. I'm walking. I'm just kind of taking a stroll. You know what I mean? I'm in this huge, in case y'all don't know, man, I work at like a water treatment facility. So like when I take my little breaks, I go on a stroll, see if anything's out the ordinary. And, you know, the generator's not running right now. They shut it off. They're working on something. So I'm just kind of walking, strolling. It's not a dangerous area. It's like when they bring the kids on the tour, they bring them in this area and show them all the, you know, this stuff is like older than me, so I don't know what they showing them. But anywho, yeah, man, it's Friday. I don't know what day it is where you at. I don't know what day it is when this video, when you hear this, not video, this audio, this podcast. But listen, man, y'all be strong out there. I know that's easy to say. You might need a little bit more encouragement to that than that, but y'all be strong out there, man. It's a war out here. This your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is the Trauma 5 Podcast. Hey, I'm going to talk to y'all.